Chapter 4. After checking on Kate, Lucy spent the rest of the afternoon in her room, reviewing her sketches and comparing them to her plant reference guide. She also searched her notebook, dedicated to medicinal herbs, wondering if there might be something that would restore Kate's energy permanently, rather than just a temporary mend. She heard the approach of a horseless carriage in the drive, a rather large one from the sound of it, and she went to her window. Amidst some fuss and ceremony, she saw an older woman who began firing orders at the servants with a volume Lucy heard through the closed window. A young man and young woman emerged from the carriage as well. Lucy's observations were interrupted as Kate knocked quickly and then entered, wearing a beautiful dinner gown. She looked better after having had a good long rest.
"Please come downstairs with me. The Charlesworths are here."
I saw the carriage. Who are the Charlesworths? Kate sighed as she took Lucy's notebook and pen from her hands and placed them on the writing desk.
"Mrs. Charlesworth is Jonathan's paternal aunt. She has two children, Arthur, who is slightly older than we are, and Candace, who is our age. You might remember seeing their family portrait in the gallery. Mrs. Charlesworth's husband passed on some 5 years ago. I shouldn't wonder if he took his own life as a means of escape."
"Mercy, Kate." Lucy moved her research materials into the desk drawer and locked it.
"I know, but if you refuse to be my confidant, then where shall I turn? At any rate, I don't care for Mrs. Charlesworth. She has a calculating look about her hideous face that sets my teeth on edge."
Lucy quickly exchanged her day dress for a dinner ensemble that was deep wine in colour and trim in its fit. Kate made a spinning motion with her finger, and when Lucy turned around, Kate tied the outer corset string snugly against her back. She grabbed a handful of hairpins, pulled Lucy down into a chair before the vanity's large ornate mirror, and began working on some of the more unruly curls of Lucy's coiffure.
"What does Jonathan think of the Charlesworths?"
"He doesn't much care for them either, but they are family. They don't go away."
Kate finally settled for pinning the curls atop Lucy's head and allowed a few delicately twisting tendrils to fall gracefully to her shoulders. "And Lord Blackwell?"